Our nation is still reeling from last Friday's massacre at a Connecticut elementary school, but as we search for answers to this unspeakable tragedy, should we be taking a closer look at ourselves? It's clear we have two problems here. There's too much violence in our society, too many people who are being murdered, and too many untreated for mental illness.
Joining us live, Art Kaplan, head of medical ethics at NYU Langone Medical Center. Art, this tragedy has the nation raising a lot of those questions about gun control, the mental health system, and we're also now asking questions about the role that violence plays in our society. You say that we should treat violence as a public health issue.
Yeah, I think we've got to reconceptualize the approach here. It's not just trying to prevent mass slaughter. It's trying to prevent unwanted violence. So I think it's a public health problem in addition to a police problem. And so what that means is domestic violence, child abuse, even bullying, these are all forms of unwanted violence. They end at the horror, the tragedy, the far extreme of a massacre. But I think we got to go at the problem for what it is. It's unwanted violence in society. Take it that way, and I think we've got a chance to start to do some systematic things.
Do we really have a chance to do it? I'd love to think that we do. This is an unspeakable tragedy that happened, but gosh, we have seen so much violence in the past, Art, and nothing has changed.
Yeah, I think we have a shot. You can basically say, look, let's get over the stigma of talking about violence. We don't screen in our schools for problems that kids might have with violence at home or being violent themselves. We screen them for, you know, vision and hearing, maybe even their weight. But everybody gets a little ethically disturbed if you're asking my child about violence. I think that's got to change. I think we could get doctors and nurses as part of their routine assessment of people, ask questions about domestic violence, violent impulses, that sort of thing.
Do we have to give up privacy to accomplish this?
Exactly. So I think you got to make a little trade here. You got to get rid of some of the stigma. We just don't like talking about it. And you got to give up a little bit of privacy, although I don't think the thought police are going to be taking over the nation's schools if we ask a couple of questions about violence.
But how much privacy would we be giving up? Because mental health, any type of health records, those are considered sacrosanct at the moment. And the idea that the police could even have a little bit of access to that is frightening to people.
I think it is. But I think, again, it's part of the getting rid of the stigma. I think what we worry about is if I'm identified as having a problem, I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to have a hard time with the neighbors and so forth. We've seen a little bit of this going on with things like Megan's Law, with the sexual predators giving up some privacy. If you get involved in illegal activity, people can find out where you are according to state law. I'm not saying we push that far, but we could do better just in terms of routine, minimal screening in schools of kids without sort of smearing their record for life because they got some attention when they were in the sixth grade.
Well, I guess there's another way to look at it, too. I mean, there's a consequence if we do something, and that could be a loss of some privacy and liberty, but there's a consequence if we don't do something.
Huge consequences. So we got a society that, you know, we have too many guns out there already. Even if tomorrow morning we said we're going to ban assault weapons or multi-magazine ammo or something, you know, we all know there's a zillion guns floating around out there and somebody who wanted to could get one. I think you got to go more to the core of the problem and say, if we're going to prevent the harm, you know, slaughters, mall shootings, spouses killing their each other, that sort of thing, even the horror of child abuse, got to take it on systematically. It's not just a single let's stop the slaughter in the school. It's across the board. Let's get the violence down.
Yep, and we will be hearing a lot more about all these issues in the coming weeks. Art Kaplan, head of medical ethics at NYU Langone Medical Center. Thank you.